Welcome back. Now, once you have the series of emails and you have them in your left side panel of your sequence, what you're going to do is you're going to go then to your settings. And what you're going to do is you're going to set up first your sending email. You're then going to set up the time of day. Now, what we're going to do is leave this in the default setting so that it will be determined by the time of day when it has been sent in. Obviously, though, what you can do is you can set it so that these emails are going to go out at a particular time every single day. Now, you can determine a specific email template. You can use a text-only template, the classic or modern template. What you can also do is you can exclude certain subscribers from the sequence. And so, for example, one of the things we can do with the sequence is that we can determine that the individuals that are going to receive these broadcast emails, that they can be excluded with specific tags. They can also be excluded from specific sequences. They can also be excluded by specific forms. And basically what you have is you have the ability to make sure that the only individuals that are going to be getting automated emails in a sequence are going to be the individuals that you want to receive the email. What you can also do with the sequence is you can duplicate the sequence or clone it so that you can reproduce it for another set of subscribers. You can also delete the entire sequence by going inside of this area. What we're going to do right now is we're going to click Update Sequence. And once we do that, we're then ready to save our entire sequence. And finally, we can test the email by having it sent to our sending address. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.